If you have ears to hear this morning. I said, if you have ears to hear, we're going to flesh it. You know what you mean by that? You know what I mean by that? We're going to flesh it. You ever put why you put stuff in the toilet? You flesh it. Because it's something you don't want. So all that garbage that you're trying to fill your heart with, we're going to flesh it. So you fill your heart with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, just real brief. We got to go ahead and put the scripture up. Just real brief. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18. This is what Jesus said. In Matthew 28:18, we're still talking about I am a believer or I believe God. I do what? I believe God. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, and he came and spake unto them, saying, he did what? Came and spake unto them, saying what? How much power? And we know if we go ahead, if we check that word out from the original language from which it was translated from, if we would check it out, it would say authority. And some translation translated that way, all authority. Now listen what Jesus said. All what? Authority is given unto me. All what? How much authority? And when someone have all authority, who can rise above them? I'm going to ask it again. When someone, and Jesus said, all authority is given unto me. Didn't he say it? Amen. Now, who is it that can rise above him and put down or dispute his authority and make what he says not to be true? You mean the devil can't do it? You mean a whole bunch of folk can't get together and put it down? You sure? Well then, let's look at this then if they can't do it. He said what? All authority is given unto me. Where? Where now? You mean that nobody can go up to heaven and take over this authority? You sure? Is that what he said? And where else? Where? Where are we? Are we in this earth? So is there stuff been trying to come at you and tell you that you are this and you are that? You can't do this, you can't do that. You're sick, you broke, you crazy, you mean, you crooked, you are this. And you on this earth. Anything ever messed with you that way? Told you ain't got good sense, you'll never be nothing, you just foolish, you're stupid, goopy, grumpy, compy, and whatever. You ever have any stuff like that to come at you? You never have nothing. But he said, this power, all this authority is given to me. That's good to know that Jesus got it. But look at the next verse. The very next verse, what, verse 19, what did it say? Tell me, somebody tell me what it said. Go right there. What did he say? Brother Hagin said he had a vision. Jesus talked to him about this verse. And said, Jesus said, the very fact that I said go, that's when I delegated that authority to the church. When I said go, I gave this authority that I have to the entire church. Now, if we got this authority, why in the world are we putting up with stuff? What did God say about our help, our life on earth? Let's look at a few things. Just take some observation and look at a few things. If we need to, we can, I gotta get into a point. If we need to, we can come back and dig in. But let's take some observation here. What did he tell Israel when they came out of Egypt, when they was in Egypt and they brought them? He finally got them out of Egypt into the wilderness and then to the promised land. But what did he tell them? He told them in Exodus 15:26, what? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Is that right? I'm quoting the last part of that verse. What did he say in Exodus 23:25-26? Just for a moment, because I want to lay a good foundation. I'm serious. God wants us to rise and take possession of what we've been allowing the enemy to rob us of. Now we have established that God is, Jesus said, he has all the authority now. He's the head of the church. God is not a liar. If God said it, it's what? Let's see what he said to, he said this to the Israelites, Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and water. And he said, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. What did he say? I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And there shall nothing be, how much? How much? There shall be nothing cast there young, nor be what? Barren. You know what barren is? You know what barren is? Come on. It's unfruitful, unproductive, ain't doing nothing. It's not doing anything. And he said, there shall nothing. That means every area of your life ought to be fruitful, productive. You ought to be full of vitality. You ought to be full of energy, full of life. You don't have to drag old dead stale, sit up and look crazy in the church. You ought to come in here with a shout of victory. Why? Because everything about me is productive. I'm a hallelujah, praise, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. Huh? So nothing should be what? Barren? What else? Unfruitful? Unproductive? Huh? Then he said, the number of your days I will what? He said that to Israel. So let's see, did he keep his promise to them? Psalm 105. Turn with me to Psalm 105, I think 30, 35, 37. Let me get there. I'll make sure I'm right. He said, Psalm 105, verse what? 37, you see it? They may have it up there. I don't know. It says what? We're laying the foundation. If God's word is true, then Jesus said he gave this authority to us in this earth. This is the truth. Then what in the world that Satan and his work of darkness that we've been delivered from have any right to rule our lives? They say it wouldn't challenge us. Right. It's one thing to be challenged, another thing just to lay down and let them run over you.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to stand up and take your stance and no, he's not here, you're not doing it.